shows that we've even got some rainstorms starting to get to the edge of northern Escambia County. But the bigger concern is the tornado threats. And this storm does indeed have tornado threats going on. Pretty much everywhere this storm has been in the past 24 hours has had tornadoes. And it just seems like every 5 minutes we get another tornado warning wherever it is. Right now it's in northern Alabama. And like I said, the rain is in Mobile now and moving into Baldwin County as far as rain goes. But the threat, the thunderstorms, still another hour away. We do have a tornado watch in effect until 1 a.m. And this affects, of course, Baldwin County, Escambia County, Santa Rosa County, and Okaloosa County. And so, yeah, a lot of places with the tornado watch going until 1 a.m. This morning. 1 a.m. Next morning here. Then we've got, coastal waters warning as well. So basically just stay out of the water. Small craft advisory goes until 3 a.m. High surf advisory till 3 a.m. This storm is building strength. So by the time it hits here, it's expected to be even stronger than what it was, you know, what it has been. So it's building in strength here overnight. And we'll continue giving you weather update all night long right here on News Radio 92.3. The latest came out about 4 minutes ago for the National Weather Service. That's where they gave the special marine warning for Pensacola to Pascagoula. And there's also yet another tornado. We get yet another tornado warning that has hit Tibby community in Washington County, Alabama, which once again is north of Mobile. The power outages, we're already starting to get some power outages. I'm not sure if they're directly attributed to the storm. Looks like Baldwin County has maybe one power outage, so not really big. But up by Molino, nearly 200 homes are affected up in Molino. And then over by Ferry Pass, about 41 homes affected, actually over by Scenic Highway. And then there looks like over by close to Milton, there's a neighborhood out there with some power outages right there. So not quite sure if these are due to the wind or storms or for something unrelated, but we do have roughly 200 customers without service right now, and crews are being dispatched for that. We'll continue giving you a weather update right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let me give you your top three stories. The Fed has raised the interest rates yet another half a point. So half a percentage point, which is lower than where they said it was, you know, before it was going to be at, before it was at 3/4 of a point over and over. Now it's just a half a point. Vladimir Putin readies a nuclear missile in a silo. This missile has a range to be able to reach the United States or the UK. Although it's expected if he tries to use it, it would be for Ukraine, but oh boy, that would be a big one. And then Elizabeth Warren is pushing a bipartisan bill to regulate the cryptocurrency firms after the FTX's collapse. You know, when it comes down to it, let's face it, it's just a matter of time before something like this is going to happen, right? Just a matter of time. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So one of the sad stories of the day has been Twitch. I don't know what you call him. He's just a dancer. Right, he was a dancer. He was on So You Think You Can Dance. He earned second place on that. And then he eventually became the co-executive producer for the Ellen DeGeneres show. And we have Channel 3 on because they're our TV partner. And so Ellen is on often before my show starts. So there's a lot of times I don't listen to it, but I see it all the time. And I always saw his energy dancing on the screen. I've never watched the Ellen show ever. I've just seen it on the screen. It's muted, but he always had this energy of he'd dance around and get everybody all amped up, you know, and get everybody all excited for being there on the Ellen show. So it was shocking today to wake up to find out he killed himself at age 40. You don't know what goes in people's minds. There was I'll go ahead and say it. I mean, because he's got it on his Instagram. But the actor who played Reacher in the recent TV series on Amazon Prime, his name's Alan Rickson. He's actually, his family lives in Niceville. And so he's from kind of from this area, and he and I have known each other for a little bit. He posted on his Instagram, so this is out for the world. This is not me, like, revealing any secrets. He posted on his Instagram about a month ago how he struggled with suicidal thoughts just with it, like, 10 years ago, within the past 10 years. And this is that when he was still, like, he was having a pretty good career. He was doing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles with Megan Fox. He was in some other TV shows. He just finished doing Blue Mountain State. He had all this stuff, and he's suicidal. And you just think, well, how can that be? He shared something I thought was interesting. I want to share it with you right after Traffic on the Fives.
Our roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays, as well as 29 and 90 with the storm coming through. Just be cautious and careful on our roads. If you see something else or have any traffic tips, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Mattress Firm. Right now, save big on great night sleeps during Mattress Firm's Dreamcember sale. Get the lowest prices of the season and save up to 60% on select mattresses from top brands. Visit a store near you or mattressfirm.com today. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So I was sharing that the actor Alan Rickson, who's from Niceville area, his family in Fort Walton Beach area, his family is over there, and he's the actor who recently played Reacher, Jack Reacher, in the TV series Reacher on Amazon Prime. He shared on Instagram a very heartfelt thing about a month ago, how about 10 years ago he had suicidal thoughts. And he was saying that one of the things that kind of stood out to me when he shared it, he says, you don't understand unless you've been there, but at the time you fully believe that people's lives will be better if you're not in the world. You just fully believe that people will be happier, and that it's a blessing that you'd be doing the world a blessing by leaving. And I remember thinking that, and he was saying he's like, it's so hard for you to understand, like, what goes in and how strongly somebody who's suicidal feels that. And he talked about how it was really his wife that helped him, like, held him up during the times when he was not wanting to be held up. And then eventually was able to turn to his Christian upbringing and turn to Jesus Christ in order to help him. So that he's actually very vocal about his Christian beliefs and everything, because he feels like it helped him not be suicidal after 10 years. And it's also something that he's always cognizant of his own mental health and what he can do to try to work on his own mental health and everything like that. And so whenever you see something like this with this famous actor, Twitch, or I don't know, dancer, Twitch, or Naomi Judd just a few months ago, you think, man, these people have, you know, dream lives. I would love to have their lives and stuff, is what a lot of people think, but you don't know what's going on. You don't know what's going on behind the scenes. You know, there's people I've talked to in my life who I've tried to help them as they've had suicidal thoughts, where they just feel like, what? It's better. Nobody's going to miss me. And I'm like, what do you mean? Everybody's going to miss you. But they don't see it. And unfortunately, some of them are in environmental situations that they don't feel like they can change. Others, it's a mistake that they made that they just feel like they cannot be forgiven of, that they will never be able to overcome that mistake. And, you know, that this is where, as a society, man, if there's something we could change in our society, I talk a lot about our disrespect for one another and everything, but if there's something we could change, it would be to create a society of hope. We have a society now that like squashes hope, that tries to punish people. I mean, people are getting canceled now. We put that in air quotes. You're getting canceled because of mistakes they made 15, 20 years ago that they've learned from and have improved as a human and have progressed as a human. But now it's like, nah, you made that mistake back then. You got to punish for it. You got to be punished for it now. That's the kind of stuff that will drive people to suicide. And so just once again, like, Suicide Prevention 9, if you know anybody or yourself, 1-800-273-8255, 1-800-273-8255. Try to get help, man, and if you're in a situation like where you're having suicidal thoughts on a regular basis, like, just quickly assess your life and figure out what is it that's causing, like, what can change. I mean, it's just, there's people that love you, I guarantee it. Guarantee it. You might not feel it, but there's people who love you tremendously. So rough story right there. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Wish I had hot dog.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you would like a pair of tickets to go see It's a Wonderful Life, then go ahead and text in George. Text George to 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. We've got the pair of tickets to go see It's a Wonderful Life at the Singer Theater on December 19th at 7 o'clock. So if you'd like those tickets, text in George to 850-437-1620.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news, I'm Joe Ford. If you missed it, within the last half hour, we do have a tornado watch now in effect for the listening area until 1 a.m., so buckle up because severe weather is expected. We do have in New Orleans one person confirmed dead, and damage is widespread after a tornado hit late this afternoon. A woman died. Eight other people were treated at a hospital. The Federal Reserve once again raising interest rates to fight inflation. The central bank's latest hike is half a percentage point. The Biden administration working to strengthen relationships across Africa. The president announced a wide range of investments and initiatives the U.S. is facilitating to fuel economic growth and job creation, both domestically and across the African continent. And Netflix, Harry and Meghan breaking a record. The streaming service says the documentary series about the royal couple has racked up more viewing time on Netflix than any other documentary during its first week.
Oh, very interesting. I've not seen it. Gracie?
I did finish the episodes that, like, came out. Mm-hmm. It's pretty just, like, I feel like you have to, for someone who wants to watch it, you just have to watch it. It's okay. Not good, though.
Oh,
like,
really?
It's the same stuff that you just, like, continue to hear.
I see.
And since it is, like, episodes that are, like it ended, like, up to, like, when they're getting married. So, like, it's, like, all the bad stuff that happened hasn't happened yet, so then you're like, I got to watch the next episodes that are coming out on Thursday.
So you're waiting for all the dirt
yeah.
from when they were actually married and in the castle.
But it's kind of the same stuff we already had heard. They did an Oprah one show, that she has a podcast.
So one thing that I'm really genuinely curious about is William and Harry's relationship. And I know, like, in past public appearances, you know, they've been kind of distant, you know, yeah. little chatty. And I think I remember seeing one quote about where Harry was saying that they go out of their way to cover for William while, you know, they definitely didn't or wouldn't do that for me.
Yeah. Yeah. We've read things about that. Harry's definitely had a little chip on his shoulder in the past that he shared about that. So it'd be interesting if any of that stuff gets revealed.
And the trailer is very, like, seems like they're really going to, like, I don't know, hate on the family a lot. Uh-huh. And the first three episodes were more of, like, their love story of how they met and all this stuff. Gotcha. So it's like, is that going to happen?
They're sucking you in.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right, Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic?
Our roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing delays, as well as Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Gulf Beach, and 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre checking in clear. With bad weather coming our ways, please be cautious and careful on our roads. If you see something else, please give in a tip to 850-262-6111. This traffic report brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I was sharing the hotline for suicide prevention. I knew that they were coming up with a new three-digit hotline, and it looks like it's active now. So 988, that's simply easy to remember. 988, that's the suicide prevention hotline now. I mean, they still have the hotline number, but 988 will get you there if you or somebody you know needs that. And that's in response to the story of the individual from the Ellen DeGeneres show who ended up committing suicide today at age 40. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, former Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey takes the blame for the information that comes out for the Twitter files. I'll explain why next.
Baby, when December comes, when it's getting cold outside.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Tornado watch in the area until 1 a.m. This covers Escambia County, Santa Rosa County, Okaloosa County, Baldwin County, We've got this. We're tracking this storm right now. The rain is in Mobile, but the thunderstorms haven't hit Mobile yet. It should hit us probably around, well, it depends on where you're at in Escambia County. Northern Escambia County might be 8:30. Pensacola area, 9:30-ish when we'll get the thunderstorms. So we'll keep an eye on that. Jack Dorsey taking the blame, saying it's his fault because he basically they got activists involved in the corporate board and he got tired of fighting them. And so he let things happen at Twitter that shouldn't have happened.
Fragile. It must be Italian.
Well, I think that says fragile, honey.
Oh, yeah.
Escape. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you would like a pair of tickets to go see A Christmas Story, which you heard right there, it's going to be at the Sanger Theater on December 20th at 7 p.m. So if you would like that, go ahead and text in Fragile. Text in Fragile to 850-437-1620. It's 850-437-1620. If you text that in, you can have a chance to win that pair of tickets to go see A Christmas Story at the Sanger Theater on December 20th. We're keeping an eye on this big storm. Pretty much everywhere this storm has been, there's been tornadoes. That's why we're keeping an eye on it. We'll give you, we'll keep doing, giving you weather coverage all through the night tonight. The storm is now like the red part of the storm. Thunderstorms are starting to hit Mobile County just now. There is a tornado watch in the area until 1 a.m. And there's a, what was the other thing? Tornado warning in Washington County, Alabama. And then tornado watch was canceled for Choctaw County, Alabama. So that's good news right there. They're basically saying over the next hour, there's possible tornadoes over southwest Alabama. So Mobile County is not even Baldwin County, maybe the northern, very northern part of Baldwin County, but it looks like tornado watch, particularly from Mobile County, going on for the next hour, and then it'll move into Baldwin, and then it'll move into Escambia, and we're just going to be dealing with this for the next few hours, and we'll keep giving you updated. If you don't have a radio, be sure to download the mobile app, News Radio Pensacola app, in your app store, News Radio being one word. Top three stories. Oh, wait, hold on. I got to give you an update on what's going on with power outages. It does look like there's like 194 homes out of power in Molino area. This happened around 4 o'clock tonight, 3:45 tonight, and it's still out. Cantonment has, looks like one as power outage. They don't know exactly why. They're trying to investigate that. And then still about 40 homes without power over on Scenic Highway that went out about 4:15. They're still trying to investigate why those do not have power. So we're going to keep an eye on all this for you throughout the night here on Pensacola right now, or on News Radio 92.3. Top three stories here for you. Getting started with the Federal Reserve has raised the rate hike 0.5 percentage point. So instead of doing 0.75 percentage point, they went to 0.5%. Vladimir Putin has a nuclear missile locked and loaded in a silo. And this missile is capable of hitting the United States or the UK. Oh, boy. And finally, Elizabeth Warren is pushing a bipartisan bill in order to regulate cryptocurrency firms after the FTX collapse. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty, your sports hit here. Let's get started with the World Cup. France ended up beating Morocco. So France will face Argentina in the final. Morocco will place Croatia for the third place finishing game. The NBA is underway right now. A close game between the Charlotte Hornets and the Detroit Pistons, 38-35, with the Hornets ahead by 3 points. Indianapolis Pacers leads the Golden State Warriors by 6. The Orlando Magic coming out with a big lead against the Atlanta Hawks, leading 50-22. And the game just tipped off between the Sacramento Kings and the Toronto Raptors, and we should get the tip-off any minute now on ESPN between the Knicks and the Chicago Bulls. When that game's over on ESPN, you'll have Minnesota Timberwolves taking on the Clippers. NHL hockey, the end of the first period, Montreal and Ottawa is still scoreless, and the puck just dropped between Detroit and Minnesota. That game is on TNT. When that game's over on TNT, you can check out Vancouver playing Calgary. NCAA men's basketball, Florida Gators coming out with a big lead against Ohio University, 33-10. That game's on ESPN2. UAB is beating South Carolina, 31-22. That's on CBS Sports Network. Duquesne is beating DePaul. Louisiana Tech is beating San Francisco. UCF is ahead of Ole Miss, 13-0. Jackson State is beating number 17 Mississippi State 8-5. So just brand new, just started. Coming up at 8 o'clock on FS1, number 16 UCLA will play Maryland, who's ranked 20th. And ESPN2 will have Western Kentucky playing Louisville. In sports news, the Mississippi State Bulldogs are turning to their defensive coordinator to be their coach at least through the bowl game. It looks like they might keep him as possibly after the season. Not quite sure what will happen. He is expected to finalize a deal to be the head coach moving forward, though. Noah Snidergaard and the Dodgers have reached a one-year deal. And the Arizona Cardinals general manager, Steve Keim, is taking a leave of absence for health-related reasons. The NFL is considering ejections for players who hit defenseless players or roughing the passer, depending on how what the level of the roughing the passer or defenseless hits is. And then the Jets have promoted Zach Wilson to backup quarterback. He believes he's still the future of the Jets franchise. Falcons quarterback Marcus Mariota, who left the team yesterday, and they weren't sure if he's going to come back. Well, it turns out he's going to have knee surgery and will be out for the season on injured reserve. Sean Miller and the Arizona men's basketball team will avoid major penalties from the NCAA. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic update is brought to you by ECUA. We are looking good on our roads with I-10 and I-110 checking in clear. 29 is running smoothly throughout Cantonment, Molino, and through McDavid and Century, as well as 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre checking in clear. If you do see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. This holiday season, ECUA encourages you to eliminate pouring cooking oil and grease down the drain. Make sure to keep your home's plumbing clean and on a fat-free diet. Visit livegreenecua.com. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So coming up here in about 2 minutes, we'll have today's sign of the apocalypse. But first,
this is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. As if the Cowboys-Eagles rivalry needed any more fuel, Dallas star Micah Parsons set it on fire with his comments about Jalen Hurts. He basically said Hurts isn't that good, it's a system. But before you get too mad, just remember, every quarterback is a system quarterback. Even Patrick Mahomes can't do it alone. So Parsons isn't totally wrong. But that doesn't mean this isn't perfect bulletin board material to fire up the Eagles. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Get in zone, AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Starting trouble. No one likes that. We'll get you set up for some stronger starts. You might just need a fresh charge, and we'll take care of that free of charge. But if it is time for a new battery, we've got replacement batteries that'll fit your needs, starting at just $79.99. You can learn more about our battery selection at AutoZone.com. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination. Get
in zone, AutoZone. Claim based on data from the NPD Group 2021.
Here's to Prilosec OTC. Without Prilosec, I wouldn't be able to enjoy all this yummy holiday food. Speaking of, whoever made that apple pie, delicious.
Thank you.
I just take one pill each morning and zero heartburn all day. So cheers to Prilosec OTC. Ooh, are those jalapeno poppers?
Prilosec OTC prevents excess acid that can cause heartburn, so you can enjoy the holidays. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. It's possible while taking Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
All right, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. You know, he's right. I mean, these guys are like, oh, Jalen Hurts isn't that good. It's just his system. Jalen Hurts took Alabama to the national championship game a couple of years in a row. Then when they put Tua Tagovailoa in his place, he transferred to Oklahoma and doing a fantastic job there. Like, come on. Jalen Hurts is a very good quarterback. I like to see him having success there. I feel like he was done wrong at Alabama, to be honest. And so I like to see him doing well in the NFL. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's hit today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Yeah. All righty. Today's sign of the apocalypse. There's a new toilet that has been developed that can diagnose health issues by listening to your bowel movements. That's gross. Georgia Tech came up with a device that straps to your toilet and it can diagnose the health issues. They did a presentation last week at the Acoustical Society of America's annual meeting in Nashville. It's called the Diarrhea Doctor. Yes, it is. Gracie's like, ah! It's called the Diarrhea Doctor. It uses artificial intelligence to analyze the sounds that is happening in your toilet bowl. And if there's a red light that clicks on, it detects that there's something wrong. Red light bad. Why don't they just make it like brown or green or something like this? Blue light is good. Green light bad. It also records audio. It records audio of each excretion. So it can be turned into data and then tracked. They found that a healthy bowel movement makes a singular tone. Diarrhea is more random. What if you got constipation? They just listen to the sounds inside the room. I'm just, what? What? Alrighty, fine. Apparently, they want to use it in areas where there's lots of cholera, so they know if there's an early outbreak. But someday they think it could connect to other devices like Alexa devices, so you can monitor other health things. That's all I need, is your Alexa inside your house goes, beep, you have bad diarrhea. And you're like, shut up, Alexa! That was private! Can you see that now? I have detected your bowel movement. I want to be the voice for that, by the way. Yeah, I want to be the voice for that. When this rolls out, I'm just saying it now. Hire me. I want my voice to be the guy that goes, I detect bad stools. I detect constipation. I detect runny bowels. You're sick. Call the doctor. Yeah, there. That's a good one, Gracie. Yeah. I have just gotten the information from your bowel movement. Yikes. Uh-oh. You need to call the doctor. I believe you were vomiting instead of... All right. It's physical right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. And let's see here. What else are we going to talk about? We're going to take a quick break. Come back here with Joe Ford in the newsroom.
I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night. She didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a peek. She thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We're watching this big storm. It's currently the red part of the storm. The thunderstorms are just now reaching Mobile County, getting close to Mobile City, and Baltimore County starting to get some rain now. And this storm's going to be about another hour and a half before it's going to get to Pensacola area. We'll be giving you weather updates all night long right here on News Radio 92.3. So be sure to download our mobile app so you can get those weather alerts. Let's get a quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, and continuing on that, in New Orleans, they did see one tornado spin off as part of that storm, and that line is really on the Mississippi-Alabama line right now, west of Mobile, so definitely headed this way. One person confirmed dead in that tornado in New Orleans. Another eight people were treated at a hospital. In Connecticut, the mourners paying respects to the victims of Sandy Hook Elementary School's massacre, which was 10 years ago today. A new memorial opened within the last month, paying tribute to that tragic event. Republican state leaders asking Apple and Google to raise their age ratings for TikTok. 15 state attorneys general say the teen or 12-plus rating is too low. And finally, the Federal Reserve once again raising interest rates to fight inflation. The latest hike, half a percentage point, and it's likely not going to stop there.
Yeah, I saw that as well. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Roadways are still running smoothly. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 90, Highway 90 throughout Milton, Pace, and Pensacola checking in clear, as well as 29 north and southbound throughout Pensacola, as well as through Cantonment, Molino, McDavid, and Century checking in clear. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. Traffic report brought to you by Torgerson Causey Insurance Benefits. It's open enrollment time, and it's time to get the most for your insurance. Call Torgerson and Causey today at 433-9996. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So they, you know, one of the things they're looking at here is, well, actually, let's go back to this text. Let's go back to that. We're talking about this new device called the diarrhea detector. And they're looking to eventually hook it up to, like, Alexa so you can get quick assessments and analysis of your bowel movements. And so I was just saying, I want to be the voice for that one. Just a special voice. I just, because it would make me laugh every time I'm having to record. We need you to record all these things here. So here's one that says, I can just hear Alexa now. Bowel movement detected. Closing that wing of the house. Yeah. Especially if you've got a smart home. Bowel movement detected. It's a bad one. Locking all doors.
It's like the bathroom fan automatically turns on.
Yeah, exactly. Turning on all fans, opening up the windows, and calling 911.
Telling the other family members to evacuate the house.
Exactly. Everybody's getting an alert on their smart watch. Oh, gotta leave. My brother was in the bathroom. That's not good. Everybody gets alerts on their watch, on their smart watch in the future. Just so you know, bowel movement detected in the downstairs bathroom. We believe it was Johnny. And you're like, oh, no. Okay, Doritos might give you free Super Bowl tickets if you shave a triangle into your head. Huh? Okay. Okay. The whole thing is based on Buffalo Bills linebacker Von Miller, who's been having a triangle hairdo for a little bit. Now his whole head is shaved except for the very back, where he has a triangle on the back. And he says, manifestation, enlightenment, revelation in higher perspective. What? But someone in the at Frito-Lay said it looks kind of crazy. So they wanted to go ahead and they said, look, it kind of looks like a chip in the back of his head. And this is just weird. When I say he's got a triangle shaved into his head, it's his whole head is shaved except a triangle in the back of his head, like a big triangle. So you've got till January 15th to shave a triangle into your head. Come up with a name, tag them in your post, and then you can win some Super Bowl tickets. That's it. I wonder if they'll take a triangle beard. I'm not shaving my beard off for that. I mean, if the Tennessee Titans got the Super Bowl, would I be willing to shave my head, my beard into a triangle in order to win free tickets? No. Too much of a risk that I wouldn't win, and I got this weird triangle on my beard instead of a nice beard. Yeah, you can say. All right, we're going to still be here for you all night long covering this weather storm that's headed our way. We have a tornado watch until 1 a.m. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.